Imagine losing 15-20% of your customers annually, a silent hemorrhage most businesses don't even detect. Now imagine recapturing just 5% of those lost customers could increase your profits by 25-125%. This isn't wishful thinking. It's the proven power of customer win-back strategies. While most companies obsess over acquiring new customers or retaining current ones, the most profitable businesses have discovered a hidden gold mine, systematically recovering customers who have already left. This counterintuitive approach is transforming how smart companies operate in today's hyper-competitive marketplace. When First Union implemented a targeted win-back program, they recovered 85% of their most valuable defecting customers. Doubleday Direct's Second Chance program successfully reactivated 40% of dormant book club members. These aren't anomalies. They represent a fundamental shift in how businesses should view customer relationships, not as one-time transactions or even ongoing commitments, but as continuous opportunities for learning, reconnection, and growth. Customer relationships end in various ways. Understanding these patterns helps develop effective recovery strategies. Smart companies calculate second lifetime value to prioritize which lost customers to pursue. Lost customers typically fall into five categories. 1. Price defectors need compelling value propositions, not just discounts. 2. Product defectors require meaningful feature improvements. 3. Service defectors need sincere apologies and evidence of change. 4. Market defectors no longer need your product category, but might respond to innovative offerings. 5. Technological defectors require education about your advances. Bell South Mobility's We Want You Back program demonstrates effective recovery through sincere apologies, acknowledgement of specific failures, and tailored offers, achieving a 50% recovery rate. The most valuable aspect of win-back efforts isn't just recovered customers, but learning why they left. This intelligence should feed directly into retention strategies, creating a continuous improvement loop that makes your business more defection-resistant. Why wait until customers leave when you can identify those at risk and intervene proactively? Companies like Cellular One have developed customer save programs that monitor warning signs and act before defection occurs. The most effective approach follows a three-step CPR process. 1. Comprehend the situation by gathering intelligence about customer dissatisfaction. 2. Propose solutions tailored to address specific concerns. 3. Respond by monitoring reaction and adjusting your approach. Trust forms the foundation of business relationships, and when it erodes, defection follows. The three phases of customer loss are 1. Disappointment, the initial negative experience creating doubt. 2. Disengagement, emotional withdrawal while technically remaining. 3. Termination, the formal relationship end. Research shows 95% of disappointed customers can be saved if addressed immediately, dropping to just 10% at termination. 7 information sources help identify at-risk customers, from purchase data analysis to frontline staff intelligence and churn prediction models. Web customers present unique challenges, higher expectations, easier exits, and unpredictable online experiences. The strategy? Assume every online customer is constantly at risk and personalize your approach accordingly. Have you ever wondered why some companies excel at winning back lost customers while others fail? The difference often comes down to having the right people in dedicated recovery roles. Norwest Bank, now Wells Fargo, created an exemplary win-back team during their acquisition of Texas Regional Banks. As customers worried about becoming just another number, Bank President Bonnie Martinez transformed her office into a weekly win-back center, selecting team members with resilience to rejection and positive attitudes. This approach recovered 67% of at-risk relationships within 3 months. For permanent win-back operations, successful managers emphasize 1. Careful recruitment, prioritizing internal promotions of customer service stars familiar with products and company culture, 2, continuous training, from basic product knowledge to advanced negotiation, 3, transparent performance metrics, including win-back rates and satisfaction scores, 4, thoughtful matching of representatives with appropriate win-back scenarios, 5, positive call monitoring, celebrating successful recovery techniques. Effective win-back teams prevent burnout through rotating assignments, special projects, and non-monetary rewards. Companies like Sprint and American Express find specialized win-back teams typically deliver 200 to 300% ROI compared to using general customer service representatives for recovery efforts. While recovering lost customers is valuable, preventing defections is even better. Remember that no customer is ever truly safe. Needs change over time, and competitors constantly innovate to attract your best customers. Professor Noriaki Kano's model explains why satisfaction doesn't guarantee loyalty. He identifies 3 performance levels: basic, must-have elements that prevent dissatisfaction but don't increase loyalty; expected, industry standard offerings that maintain competitive parity; unanticipated, exciting, surprising experiences that significantly boost loyalty. The most successful companies operate at all 3 levels simultaneously. Central Market Grocery exemplifies this with basics like efficient checkout and clean stores, expected services like prepared foods, and unanticipated experiences like cooking classes and live music that create emotional connections. Importantly, satisfaction doesn't guarantee loyalty. Club Corp discovered this when 25% of departing members left within their first year, despite giving high satisfaction ratings. They measured tangible factors like food quality and facilities, but missed the intangible elements truly driving loyalty: networking opportunities and social atmosphere. Customer loyalty develops through distinct stages, from first-time buyer to loyal advocate. Effective relationship management programs organize around these loyalty milestones, helping customers advance through each level. Early experiences are crucial, as they set the tone for the entire relationship. In one example, a banking customer transferred over $500,000 in assets to a new institution, only to be alienated when the bank unnecessarily froze their funds during overseas travel, demonstrating how even minor service failures can derail valuable customer relationships. Wondrous Entanglement converts first-time buyers into loyal customers by identifying beneficial products, motivating multi-product usage over time, and demonstrating unique value through regular performance reviews. Club Corp exemplifies this strategy with member mentoring programs that match newcomers with existing members sharing similar interests, helping integrate them into club life. This proactive approach has increased member retention by 23%. When fire devastated Aaron Firestein's Malden Mills textile factory, he kept all 1,400 employees on payroll while rebuilding, instead of taking $300 million in insurance money and retiring, a decision aligned with his belief that workforce loyalty drives success. Staff turnover triggers a devastating chain reaction. When employees leave, customers often follow, with roughly 70% of customer defections traced to staff departures. Replacement costs are staggering, approximately 150% of the departing person's salary when accounting for all expenses. 9 best practices form the foundation for building staff loyalty: building trust, continuous training, creating career paths, providing frequent feedback, recognizing initiative, and hiring the right people initially. Employees move through predictable loyalty stages with 3 critical defection risk points: new hire hysteria, promotion peril, and boredom blues. Understanding these crisis points improves retention rates. With talent now more important than capital or strategy, intellectual capital in loyal employees becomes a company's most valuable asset. The ultimate lesson? Apply the same win-back principles to your team that you apply to customers, because without loyal employees, you'll never maintain loyal customers.